Hey everyone, it's been a 007 here with a movie review of Silver Haze, which is a small, low-budget independent film. It's coming out on release in the UK next week, and I really hope you can check it out because it's so wonderful and it really deserves an audience. Silver Haze is written and directed by a young Dutch director called Sascha Polak, and it's a lightly fictionalized depiction of actor Vicky Knight's true life story. So as a young child, Vicky and her on-screen avatar Frankie was badly burned in a fire in her uncle's pub, and in the film version she still really holds her father's new wife Jane responsible, and she resents her father for abandoning her, her siblings, her mum for this apparently idyllic new life. The film picks Frankie up as a young woman. She's filled with anger and resentment. She lives in a chaotic, crowded family home in Dagenham, which is a kind of economically deprived part of East London. It feels that in Frankie's home life, it's so confusing, the threat of verbal and physical violence is always just underneath the surface. And that doesn't exclude Frankie. She herself is part of this very sort of toxic, violent environment. What propels the narrative of the film is that Frankie meets another young woman called Florence. She's played by Esme Creed Miles, and it was bugging me all the way through the film where I'd seen her before. And of course, I hadn't seen her in anything before. It's just that she does look and indeed act a little bit like her mum, Samantha Morton. So she's the daughter of Samantha Morton and Charlie Creed Miles, who many of you will know from Peaky Blinders. So a sort of nepo baby, if you want to be derogative, but amazing acting pedigree. So Frankie meets Florence, and Florence is polar opposite to Frankie. She comes from a very privileged background, but is incredibly vulnerable and fragile and, you know, herself quite toxic. She no longer lives with her parents for reasons we don't know. She's staying with her grandma Alice in Southend and her younger brother Frankie and her younger brother Jack. And, you know, it starts off as this very liberating relationship because Florence tells Frankie that she's beautiful despite these burn scars on her skin. And it's this wonderful, brave and vulnerable depiction of body positivity, I think both for the character and for the real life actress. It's really moving and wonderful to see on screen. And also it liberates Frankie from being in straight relationships when actually she's gay and she realizes that she's gay. But as the film progresses, we realize that, you know, Frankie cannot nurse Florence back to health. Frankie is a nurse in the film. And that Florence has really deep-seated issues that may be to do with mental health problems, but also that there is this genuinely quite nasty, narcissistic aspect to her character as well. And so essentially the choice Frankie has to make in this film is she going to prioritize herself? Is she going to cling on to the people that make her feel good and whole? And that could be the found family of Alice and Jack. Or is she going to allow herself to be sort of drawn back into and mired into relationships that aren't good for her? I really admire this film, Silver Haze, for its delicate balance between truly laugh out loud family banter. I mean, the opening scene where Frankie's sitting in like this really overcrowded living room with her kid sister whose birthday it is and her baby brother, and like they're all real life siblings. Like it's the actress Vicky Knight's real life brother and sister are playing those parts. It has such authenticity and it's just so flipping funny and heartwarming and just hilarious. And that humor carries on through the film. And what I admire in Sascha Polak is that she's not afraid to be comical about stuff that's really profound and maybe awkward. I mean, we live in a moment, particularly in London, where dealing with Islamic culture and, you know, what's going on in Gaza and politicians really being incendiary about it, being funny about Islam is not something that you typically see people doing. And the kid's sister at one point, because she's also going through horrific stuff and, you know, she finds solace in potentially exploring converting to Islam. And it's her need for that and what it gives her is not treated lightly. It's treated with respect. But it's also treated with incredible good humor, and there are some absolute zinger one-liners. I mean, I think Sasha Polak's truly brave, and it's just wonderful that this too can be a topic of comedy. So the comedy runs through the film and prevents it from becoming a complete dirge. But it is balanced by, as I said, very profound emotional content and also real menace. There's a scene on a London bus where Frankie and Florence are being bullied effectively by some of Frankie's mates, quote-unquote mates. And it's genuinely terrifying. And I think that there's something to be said about a film like this that's just willing to depict a certain type of everyday life in London, whereby there are social issues, where there is, you know, a clash of cultures, and young people are just trying to navigate their way through not having money and not having necessarily the best familial setup, and just being in this kind of incredible city full of incredible people, but all brushing up against each other and just trying to figure stuff out. There's something just beautifully captured of that in this film. I also love the performances. I think Vicky Knight's just her unique beauty and her being willing to share her life story with us, albeit thinly fictionalized. The real life siblings, there is such an authenticity to their banter. And I think it's came as no surprise in the Q&A after watching this preview that a lot of it was improvised, because it just feels so authentic and real. I think those of us who grew up in large extended families will know something of that love-hate kind of irritation that you have with the people that you're cheek by jowl with day and night. And I'm really grateful to any film that lets me spend time with Angela Bruce, who is an actress that I feel everyone in England will know from various TV series over the last 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, for me, I grew up with Angela Bruce because she was in The Press Gang as the person trying to corral these kids. And then she was sort of female Lister in Red Dwarf and onward and upward, right? And I think she always brings great charisma, great warmth, great intelligence to her roles. I hadn't seen her for a while, so it was wonderful to see her. And she's beautifully cast as Alice, who I think really is the sort of the anchor point of this film. Because Alice, the grandmother, absolutely loves Florence and Jack and comes to love Frankie. So she radiates warmth, but she's no pushover. She's really no pushover. And she handles her strength lightly. So even when, you know, the younger sister who's exploring becoming a Muslim says, "Can I pray for you?" And she's like, "No, I'm all right, thanks." And it's just done with kind of lightness and a little bit of comedy, but it's firm. Like, I'm not part of this. I don't believe in this. And even in the advice that she gives Frankie and tries to sort of, you know, corral this girl who's just so full of anger and bring her into looking to her future. It's a really wonderful role, and it's a great character and someone who I think is going to stay with me. I mean, I've spent so little screen time with Alice, but she really, I feel very strongly and care very much about her. Behind the lens, Sasha Polak's crew, I think, is largely Dutch, like her. They've created some amazingly memorable visuals of Southend, and there's a beautiful soundtrack on what must have been a very low budget. And I have to say that having watched this film and laughed with it, been moved by it, been scared by it, I am just in awe of people who can put together a film like this on that kind of budget. And it just cheers my soul that unique, brave, entertaining and moving films like this can be made and released in what is basically a very commercial industry. I really hope it finds the audience it deserves. Silver Haze has a running time of 102 minutes. It played the Berlin Film Festival this time last year. It also played the London Film Festival last October. It's going to play the BFI's LGBTQIA film festival called Flare shortly, and it will be released in the UK at the end of the month. So I really hope you can try and find it. It won't be as easy to find as, you know, June Part 2 or whatever, but it really deserves your time and attention because it's an absolutely unique and really memorable film that just sits with you. In the meantime, whatever you're watching this weekend, I hope you enjoy it. Feel free to leave a comment on my blog, Bina007.com, on the YouTube channel or on Threads, where you can find me at Bina007. Thank you so much for listening.